This is Ozarks at Large. It has been 2 months since Officer Stephen Carr was shot and killed while sitting in his patrol car behind the Fayetteville Police Station near the downtown square. Since then, police departments around Northwest Arkansas have taken steps to improve security for their officers. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
It's just been a really strange time, you know.
That's Tony Murphy, a sergeant with the Fayetteville Police Department.
Being here 16 years and talking to a lot of guys that have been here longer than that, you expect something to happen. You know, we've been kind of lucky in the time that I've been here where no officers have been seriously injured with a firearm or something like that. And we just couldn't have guessed it would happen like this. So, you know, everyone's just kind of trying to recover and getting our feet back under us. And we never stop serving the citizens of Fayetteville. That's our job. And they've really helped us get through this, you know, not just the citizens of Fayetteville, but the state. And we felt the support, and we really appreciate that. And we'll just keep remembering them.
This incident prompted the department to take immediate action regarding security, but Sergeant Murphy says plans were already underway to construct a new facility because security has been a concern at their current building. Last April, Fayetteville voters approved 10 bond issues, including one that would earmark about $36 million for construction of new police headquarters.
We had a bond pass, and we're going to build a new police department, and that was definitely one of our main things was security of the building before this incident occurred. So, and we knew that that was an issue at our police department, you know, because it was an old JCPenney's or Sears, and it's kind of bunched in there with all these other buildings around it, so it was kind of hard to secure.
In the meantime, Sergeant Murphy says the mayor supported the police department in doing what they could to enhance security at their current facility near the downtown square. He says they have individuals certified in crime prevention through environmental design who go to businesses or homes to analyze ways to improve the security of these buildings. The department had these officers inspect their current building to make their own security improvements.
And we improve the lighting. Like if you go up there now and look at the lighting in the middle of the night, it looks like daytime. So we remove some of the shrubbery from around the police department that would allow someone to hide. We remove some of the fencing to make it see-through so someone can't hide behind that. You know, we've added cameras. That's going to be our next thing to add, more advanced cameras throughout that alleyway and around the police department. And we've added barricades or bollards in front of the parking spaces in front of the police department, so that protects from any kind of vehicle, whether someone makes a mistake and keeps their foot on the gas or it's malicious, you know, driving through one of our walls or something.
Around the region, other departments are doing what they can to upgrade security, too. The Centerton Police Department added a fence around its parking lot, and the Bella Vista Police Department is looking to do the same. 2 weeks ago, the Bella Vista City Council voted to amend the 2020 city budget to appropriate $55,000 in undesignated reserves to the security fence project. Chief of Police James Graves says the department is housed in an old office building, and because it wasn't originally designed to be a police department, there are a lot of security concerns.
We're going to secure half of the parking lot behind a 6-foot security fence with some industrial barbed wire strands at the top of it, some privacy slats along some backside portion of it so that the officers, when they park their cars in the area where they'll offload prisoners and or load their gear, will have a little privacy and they won't be so exposed. And then it'll have additionally a 6-foot gate that will be pressure sensitive pad on the inside, so when officers go to leave, the gate will open, and that it'll be controlled with a fob type key entry on the outside, so that only authorized personnel could come into the secure portion of the parking lot.
The city of Bella Vista is having a special election March 3rd. Residents will be asked to vote for or against the issuing of bonds to pay for the cost of 3 public safety projects, along with a 1% sales tax increase to go toward the payback of those bonds. One of those projects is construction of a new public safety facility, which will house a new police department, the city's police, fire, and EMS dispatch center, and the Bella Vista District Court. Chief Graves says if the measure is approved, construction of a new police department will allow them to address security issues from the ground up.
One of the reasons I hadn't really looked at the security concerns here, though I knew they were here, is I didn't want to spend the money than when I knew hopefully we'll be able to just address all those concerns in the near future if we build a new police department. But again, you know, tragic events happen and we realize, you know, that we need to do a little something now, and the security fence really is the best thing that we can do that will be something that could be utilized in the future. Because even after we leave, so if the voters approve the building of our new public safety complex and the police department in a couple of years relocates that new building, the fire station, Station 1, the main fire station in Bella Vista, will remain on site here because we shared this property with them, as will City Hall. And so they'll benefit from the security fence as well, so it's not going to be a waste of money.
Chief Graves says he hopes to complete the bidding process for the project in time to present the contractor to the City Council later this month. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Sergeant Tony Murphy says plans are underway to celebrate Officer Carr's life later this spring. His badge number was 413, so officials are organizing a celebration for April 13th.